The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I get it.
All right, dear. Best of your bedtime. I'll put the crayons in the coloring book away, won't you?
Hello. Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Clayton. How are you? Yes. Yes, by all means. We'll be home. Okay. Yeah, we'll be expecting you. All right, fine. Well.
Well, go ahead and take what he wants.
Well, his wife's in town, and she wants to see the house.
Oh, are they coming out tonight?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Honestly, you think I'd give more notice?
Now, what's the matter?
The place is a mess.
Oh, honey, the place is not a mess. It's fine. Anyhow, stop worrying about it. He's already bought it. Isn't as though they were looking at it to see if they wanted to buy it.
Well, just the same, I don't like Mrs. Clayton coming unless the place looks just so. Bessie, now pick up your things, will you please, dear?
By the way, what are we doing about an apartment?
Darling, I haven't found one.
All right. Just ask.
Well, I've been looking, you know.
Well, we've got to be out of the house by the end of the month, and that's getting...
End of the month?
Yes.
You said April 15th.
No, darling, March
31st. You said April 15th.
March 31st.
It was March 31st, and then you came home one day and said it was April 15th.
That's right.
And so that's what I was...
Then it got changed back to March 31st again.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh, honey, for Pete's
sake. You did not tell me it was changed back again to March 31st, only a week.
Yes, darling, I know. That's why I was a little concerned. You didn't seem to have any packing done or anything.
I have been looking for an apartment. I haven't found one. All these new people that are moving into town because of the new chemical industrial plant have taken all the available apartments.
Well, don't complain, for heaven's sake. That's why they sold the house for such a good price.
You mean I have a little over a week to move out of here and into someplace else?
Well, darling, why do you act like that? You've known for some time that you'd have
to
get out of here.
What are we going to do? We should never have sold this house until our new house is built.
Well, we didn't plan to build a new house until we sold this place, and we got such a good price.
Well, what are we going to do now?
Mommy?
Yes, dear?
Don't we have any place to live?
Oh, now, don't you worry about it. Betsy will find something, darling. Now, you see, they're all upset.
I'm getting all upset for Pete. They all
upset. Don't you worry, Betsy. Mommy and Daddy will take care of you no matter where we are, darling.
I wish we weren't moving. I want to stay right here.
Well, Daddy sold the house.
Now, why do you say Daddy sold the house? He was just as anxious to sell as I was. In fact,
I was on the subway and all that. Now, how come Mrs. Clayton is in town?
Darling, I don't know. All I know is that he phoned and said she was in town and she'd like to see the house her husband bought, so what could I say?
Now, I'll go upstairs and see how that looks. Betsy, now please pick up your things, and you go and see if the basement looks all right, dear.
Now, do as Mommy tells you, Betsy. Go on, pick up your coloring book.
When are we building our new house, Daddy?
Well, this summer, darling. Mr. Rogers, the architect, finishing the plans now. We'll start the house next month, I guess. Don't you worry, by fall, we'll have our nice new house.
Will it be as nice as this one?
Darling, it'll be nicer. Just think, out there with a lake and everything. And, golly, I'm out of cigarettes. Well, honey, I'm going to run down to the store and get some cigarettes, Betsy.
All right, Daddy.
Now, look, you stop your coloring and put those crayons away, as Mommy said, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, Daddy.
Betsy, you come up here and take up your room, dear. It looks so terrible.
Oh, wait till I finish this picture, Mommy.
I guess the upstairs looks all right, except for your room, Betsy. Now, you do that, please, huh?
All right.
Haven't we had no cream? I'll have to serve him some coffee. Oh, I guess the store gets them. Now, that one won't be open. I'll have to go all the way down to the store on the boulevard.
What, Mommy?
Oh, nothing. Mommy's talking to herself, pretty. You tell Daddy I'm going to get cream. I'll be right back. Now, see down in the basement? Oh, Betsy, please put those crayons away and go pick up your room.
All right.
Goodness, I wish people would give you a little notice when they're going to drop in. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
I really think, John, we should have given them a little more notice that we were just dropping in on them like this.
Oh, I can't see that it matters. I wanted you to see the house.
Oh, it looks nice from the outside.
Well, I hope you like it. I hated buying a house without you seeing it, but I didn't have much choice.
Seems to me when your company transfers you so quickly, they ought to find you a nice house.
Well, that isn't the way things work.
What are these people like?
Oh, they seem nice enough. I made them a good offer and they knew a good deal when they saw it. They're very pleasant. You'll like them.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Well, this is Betsy, dear. Betsy, this is Mrs. Clayton.
How do you do, Betsy?
How do you do?
May we come in?
Yes, I guess so. Mommy and Daddy aren't home.
Aren't home? Well, certainly think it's very peculiar to leave a child this age alone in the house at night.
Yeah, well, where are they, Betsy?
Daddy went to get cigarettes at the store, and Mommy went somewhere in the car.
So are you alone in the house?
Uh-huh.
But I must say, John, I'm appalled if anybody would leave a child alone like this.
All right. It's none of our business.
Anyone who would do something like that, I think, would do anything. I hope you looked into everything about this place before you bought
it. Yes. Betsy, did your daddy tell you that we were coming out to see the house tonight?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's fine then. You see, Mrs. Clayton just flew here for a couple of days. She wants to see the house and measure the windows, the curtains and all that, don't you, dear?
Yes.
And at the end of the month, why, Mrs. Clayton and my little boys and girls are going to move here from Cincinnati. What's the matter, dear?
I was just looking at the wallpaper in the hall.
Well, don't make any remarks now.
Honestly, doesn't make the window...
Never mind that. Look at the wonderful big fireplace in the living room. That was what caught my eye to begin with. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yes, John.
I'll bet your daddy has built some nice fires in that. Huh, Betsy? Christmas Eve, bet you have a nice fire going?
No, it doesn't work.
What?
It doesn't work? What do you mean?
It smokes. Daddy tries and tries, but it always smokes. And Mommy and I run around opening the doors and the windows trying to get the smoke out.
Oh? Is that so?
I think it's very funny, but Daddy gets mad.
Uh-huh. Well, that's... very interesting.
I certainly hope you asked about the plumbing and the wiring and all that.
Yes, fortunately I did. I looked at it myself, and it's all right.
You remember what happened to the Davidsons? Did you ask about termites?
Oh. No, by gosh, I don't think I did. I don't remember.
That was one thing I wrote you down. I said, be sure and ask if they have termites.
Well, Ruth, I can't remember everything. I was so busy anyhow with a new job, and I had enough to worry about.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Clayton. We have termites.
What?
Don't worry about that. We have termites.
You do? Are you sure, Betsy?
Yes, I know we do. We had them last year, and Mommy said to Daddy, we had some flying ants. And Daddy got some mad out here, and he said, no, they weren't flying ants. They were termites.
Oh, well.
Mommy will be home soon, and you can ask her.
Yes, I certainly will. In fact, I think we'll just wait and ask Daddy, too.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Clayton. This is most certainly not any clear case of misrepresentation, and I resent...
Just you wait a minute. When I was looking over this house, when I made you the offer, not one word was said to me about termites. And when I signed that contract and paid down 10%...
You never asked if we had termites, and if you had...
Well, it seems to me now that I...
Yes,
I think I did.
I just begged you differ with you, Mr. Clayton, but you most certainly did not, because if you had, I would have most certainly said yes. The truth is, I forgot about the termites.
I did.
You expect me to believe that anybody could forget about termites?
I cannot help it. I never thought about them, and I can assure you that it...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, for Pete's sake, where did you come from? Oh. I thought you were upstairs or out in the kitchen fixing coffee or something.
Excuse me, I had to go get Tim.
Oh,
good evening.
Excuse me, this is my wife. Mr.
How do you do?
How do you do?
What do you mean you had to get clean? I just got back home myself.
Where were you?
I dashed down to get cigarettes at the drugstore.
I was in the basement when I left.
No. For Pete's sake, we must have left Betsy all alone in the house.
Yes, your little daughter was alone when we arrived.
Oh, why?
Look, when I left the house, you were upstairs.
When I came down, I thought you were in the basement. Well, no damage done, I guess. Where is Betsy?
Well, I sent her upstairs. Mr. and Mrs. Clayton and I were having a little discussion.
Oh, well, you go right ahead. It's wonderful to meet you. I'll fix some coffee. How do you like our town, Mrs. Clayton? I'm sure you're going to enjoy living here, especially in this neighborhood. The people are lovely.
Yeah, the Claytons and I were discussing the termites.
Well, you go right ahead and upstairs.
Well, yes, Betsy seemed to inform them that we have termites.
Which my husband remembers asking about when he was looking at the house.
Yes, I did. I certainly did ask.
Oh, Mr. Clayton, I'm so sorry I don't remember your asking. And isn't that funny? No, I forgot the termites.
Yeah, I forgot them, too. That's what I said. So I know that he didn't.
No.
Isn't that just too funny? You both forgot you have termites here. Well, let me tell you
but
that
just a minute, now, we don't have them anymore. I mean, we have them all taken care of.
You certainly, Mr. Clayton.
Good heavens, we spent a fortune, didn't we, dear? I was so mad it cost me around $500. And they came out and dug little holes and put in some awful smelling stuff all around the house. Really, it was weeks before that snow went out, you know, and I told them.
Never mind that now, dear. The point is, there's nothing to worry about, Mr. Clayton. Actually, they haven't done much damage anyhow.
Just one beam, dear. That was all, and we had that replaced. And at the same time we got rid of the termites, we got rid of the carpenter ants that were in the garage, too.
Dear.
And if you're worried about those little holes in the beams in the old part of
honey,
the basement, those were made by a powder beetle. But the man said definitely there was no powder beetle there now. In fact, he said those beams were brought in when the house was built, and he was sure.
Yes, yes.
Sure
well,
no, I think
actually there's very little left to be said right now. I'm going to consult my lawyer in the morning.
I don't care. There's no sense you're getting so excited. If the Claytons don't want to buy the house, then let's forget the whole thing.
Well, you don't seem to understand.
I understand that I've got to be all packed and moved out of here in 10 days into an apartment we haven't even found. You told me April
15th. Let's not go through that again.
Operator,
give me jail. 3756.
What are you doing?
I am calling Jack. You don't seem to understand that Clayton has signed the contract and paid 10%. If he reneges on it, he forfeits the money unless he wants to sue us for misrepresentation, which he apparently intends to do.
Well, I know this. He never asked about termites.
I know he didn't. I forgot about the darn things. And you sit there blithely tonight going on about carpenter ants and powder beetles. He probably thinks this place is being chewed to pieces.
Well, I was trying to reassure
him.
Well,
I don't know. Hello, Ann. Is Jack there? Oh, well, when will he be back? Oh, well, look, I got a problem, but I'll get in touch with him Monday. Okay. No, nothing you can do. This takes Jack's fine hands. Okay, Ann, goodbye.
We never sold the place until we got our new house built anyhow. Thought of moving twice in 1 year. So appalling, I can hardly face it.
Well, here's our angel child.
Oh, Betsy, I've got to get you to bed, too.
I picked up my room, Mommy, and they didn't even come up to see it.
No, dear. They had to leave.
May I ask, young lady, how you happen to mention termites to the Claytons?
I don't think you should blame Betsy for anything.
What's the matter with her lately? Every time she talks to somebody when we're not around, she says something that she shouldn't.
Mrs. Clayton was worried that we didn't have any termites, and I said that we did.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine, dear. Daddy wants to tell you something. In the future, I'd appreciate it if you did not run around telling people we have termites.
Why?
Well,
I like termites.
He likes termites.
They have pretty little wings.
Yes, they do, dear. In that stage, they have pretty little wings.
And in Sunday school, Miss Oldham said that God makes everything. Makes spiders and bumblebees and everything. And Lucy loves them.
That's right, dear.
Everything.
I think maybe Mommy better take you up to bed, dear. Daddy's sort of busy thinking. Come on, darling.
Good night, Daddy.
Oh, good night. Good night, honey.
Come on, darling. We'll get a
picture. Yeah, boy. She likes termites.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy, Nancy Sheridan as Ruth Clayton, and George Petrie as John Clayton. It is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Smith, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.